Listener Production.
Hello, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. It's a busy afternoon for fire crews in Perth and the southwest. A fire is posing a possible threat to lives and homes in parts of North Beach, Kareen, Karrinup, Marmion and Watermans Bay, where a watch and act alert is in place. The same warning is also current for a second fire south of the city. It covers parts of Baylingup, Greenbushes, Marinup and Southampton. The Mines Minister has defended his public silence amid revelations of issues at the Perth Mint. It's been under the microscope since reports surfaced about the sale of potentially diluted gold bars to China, while it's being investigated for allegedly breaching commodity laws in parts of the US. Bill Johnston has hit back, saying bars never fell below required standards.
All gold bars sold by the Perth Mint met the minimum standard. The minimum standard is 99.99% gold. All gold bars sold by the Perth Mint did at that time and continue to meet that standard.
An 87-year-old Mandurah man remains in hospital with serious injuries 3 days after being attacked in his Dudley Park home. It happened in the early hours of Saturday morning, the victim woken by a group inside his house. Police say they've now charged a 13-year-old boy and a 19-year-old man. The Reserve Bank is set to reconsider a pause on rate hikes at its meeting next month to assess the impact of its run of increases. But the minutes from its March meeting show economic data will determine if an increase isn't necessary in April. To Sport Adelaide, Shane McAdam has faced the AFL Tribunal this afternoon over his bump on GWS player Jake Ware. He's copped a 3-match suspension. And still on footy, Fremantle's Will Brodie has signed a 3-year contract extension with the club. The Dockers take on North Melbourne at Optus Stadium this weekend. Brodie is confident the playing surface will be okay on the day.
I'm sure the ground staff will be working really hard to get it in good nick for us. But yeah, I'm just looking forward to get back on Optus on our home deck in front of our home fans, and yeah, really excited for it.